everyone, and welcome to another edition of A Que Sepas, the question and answer show on Spanish Pod, where we answer any doubts or comments that you might have on our different lessons, grammar-related, not grammar-related, etc. And I'm here with Liliana.
Hello.
And also with our teacher, Jenny.
Hello.
And we are going to jump right into the first question that was actually posted on our Facebook profile page, right?
That's right.
All right. So remember, we have a profile page and a fan page, and you can also contact us via that medium. And the first question is there a difference in the meaning of the following two questions? ¿No crees que yo puedo hacerlo? And ¿no crees que yo pueda hacerlo? All right. So who's going to answer this one?
Me.
All right.
Well, both are acceptable. Both are correct. You can say, creo que yo puedo hacerlo, when you are sure that you can do it. O no crees que yo pueda hacerlo, here you are not sure, so you use subjunctive.
Okay, so if you are not very sure, you use subjunctive. In this case, subjunctive is yo pueda hacerlo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you are sure?
You use indicative form.
Yo puedo hacerlo.
Yo puedo hacerlo. In this case, it's present tense.
Okay.
So remember that subjunctive is kind of difficult. So you're always going to have a doubt. So that way you can remember. You're going to have a doubt. So that way if you use subjunctive, it means that you're not very sure. Maybe you can relate it like that.
Yeah. Okay. That works. Okay. So I hope that answers your question. And let's move on to the next one. All right, what's our next question?
The next question was also posted on the Facebook profile, and it says, ¿cómo le explicaríais a un angloparlante el uso de se y me en la oración? Se me están congelando los pies.
Se me están congelando. Okay, so se me. Okay, mm-hmm. So how would you explain that?
Well, here we have congelarse, reflexivo, reflexive verb. This is the reason that we have here se. Se me, it means to me. Se me están congelando los pies. Están congelando, this is the progressive form. So, when you make the phrase, you get se me están congelando los pies.
Okay, so basically that se is the last part of the verb congelarse. So, congelarse means like you're freezing to yourself. It doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
So, if you say congelarse, that se at the end, you put it in the front. So, se me están congelando. Why do you use me? Because it's to me. It's that indirect compliment.
Okay, so I think that makes sense. It's kind of hard because obviously you don't have these forms in English, so it might be a little bit difficult to explain, but you just have to remember that the way that you use the reflexive forms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to our third question. And our next question comes from Steve-ster, and he's saying, well, I always thought that the Spanish word limón was used for both lemon and lime. But wordreference.com says that lime is lima in Spanish. Can you please clarify this? Thanks.
You know, I had a tough time when I was in the States. Every time, like for us, limón is the green one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every time I would ask for some lemon, thinking that they will bring me the green one, they would bring me the yellow one. So it was also confusing for me. Okay, in Spanish, when you say limón, it's the green one. And if you say lima, it's the yellow one. Limón is green, lima is yellow.
And what about the little ones?
They're also limón.
No.
Yeah.
So you say limón chiquito?
Green, no.
No, it's still limón.
Because you have the big lemons that are green, and you have the little ones that are green. But the little ones are more bitter
or
sour.
They're all limón.
No, well, we call them limón de pica.
But you call them limón anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, but so you have to differentiate them, right? Because
no,
it's
don't.
Different.
No, you don't. In Mexico, you don't because we don't like the big limones. We don't like them because they don't have as much juice.
Right.
So we always get the small ones.
Okay, so what if you want the big ones?
Limón grande.
Limón.
So you have to differentiate
them. We are
them
talking
somehow
about colors, not size.
Doesn't matter. My point is like it's limón.
Yeah.
The grande is just an adjective. It's not the name. That's
all right,
my point.
And Lima is the yellow one.
Yes.
Yeah, the same thing in Cuba.
Also the capital of Peru.
Exactly.
Okay. So what do you make lemonade with?
with limones, with the green ones.
And in English?
With the lime ones.
Lime, okay. There you go. To make sure. Okay. Moving on to our fourth and final question. If I say this, estoy 100% segura que iré el sábado que viene. Is that correct, or do I have to use the subjunctive? Thanks. This comes from our user, Jenny.
Jenny, this is correct. You use segura que iré. You use indicative form because you are sure, 100%. You are telling that you are sure. If you are not sure, so you use subjunctive form.
Okay, so if she wasn't sure, what would the sentence look like?
Estoy 50% segura de que vaya el sábado.
Que vaya el sábado.
Something
de que
like
vaya
that.
El sábado. Yeah. So the subjunctive would be que vaya, but in this case, since you're 100% sure, you use the indicative, and it's estoy segura que iré. I will go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I think that was a good example. Okay. All right, so those are our questions for this edition of Pa' Que Sepas. Now, of course, if you have any questions, any doubts, you can always ask us. And Liliana, you look confused. Do you have a question?
No. I'm just thinking about, you know, the limón de Lima. It's because, for example, when they give you beers in the States, they put inside a lime. Right?
Yeah.
And first of all, this in Mexico, we never do it. Actually, we don't like, you know, limes to be inside our beer bottles.
Inside?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean like when they pass you the Coronas with
Corona,
the little
exactly.
with the little lime like halfway inside?
Exactly.
But that supposedly comes from like Mexico.
No, that's American. That's completely American.
So you don't drink lime and lemon or lime with your Coronas?
No, you drink it. If you are going to drink it, you put it like in a glass and you do it like instead of having like the actual half of lime, you just squeeze, but you squeeze lime.
The juice.
Yeah, but lime, the green one.
Oh, the green one.
Yeah, yeah. We never use lima. You know, we never use lemon.
See, now you're confused.
Oh, it's like giving me a headache. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to point that out. That is an American thing. It's not Mexican. Okay, so in Mexico, we do have beer with the green one. Okay, with the lime, which is in English, right?
Okay.
And we call it michelada,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a chelada, you know?
Okay.
But we have them inside. We don't put them in the bottles. I told you guys, don't do this because it's bad for recycling the bottle.
Why is it bad for recycling the bottle?
Because it's very hard to take out the lime. So a lot of people, they don't recycle because it's too much work. So that's why you shouldn't put... I'm serious. It's true.
Well, in Cuba, we use the green one, but it's because of the flavor. Not because of the bottle.
Anyway, that's just a green footnote, because in Spanish, but we're very green. Verde, like el limón.
Like el limón.
Somos verde como el limón.
All right, guys, so that's all the time we have for today. So we'll see you in the next edition of Pa' Que Sepas, and keep those questions coming. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.